welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. I hope that you are having a great day, and we are going to continue our series on How to Ruin Your Life by 35. I began this series in the last episode. If you have not heard that, I encourage you to go back and listen to that one as it will continue to build on each other. But this series really began after a summer trip this summer for Suzanne and I to Colorado Springs. I was in the area speaking at a church. In our free time, we went to the Focus on the Family Institute headquarters there in Colorado Springs, walked through the bookstore, and a book title really caught my attention, How to Ruin Your Life by 30 by Steve Farrar. And I read the book and I thought to myself, you know, this has a lot of merit for young adults in a church setting. So I have taken some of that book, I've changed it to my own, added some preacher biblical discussion to it, and I've changed the title of the series, How to Ruin Your Life by 35, because many of the young adults that I work with here at Preston Crest are in their early 30s, and as I joked with them on Sunday, I want you to have a few more years to ruin your life. So we are changing this to How to Ruin Your Life by 35, not by 30. But as a point of review from the last episode, causes have effects, actions have reactions, choices have consequences. That is the story of life. You can't get around it. You can't avoid it. That's just how things work. And in the last episode, we said if you really want to ruin your life by 35, one of the things that you need to do is you need to ignore the law of cause and effect. Things turn out the way that they do for a reason, and many times it's because of the bad choices that we make. But in this episode today, lesson two of this series, we're going to talk about getting off to a bad start. If you get off to a bad start, it gets harder and harder to fix the problems you create as time goes on. Now, I don't know how much of a track and field fan that you are. Myself, I'm really not. I watch the Olympics when they come around mainly for the pomp and circumstance of patriotism and watching all of the countries gather together. But even though I'm not an avid track and field fan, I know what a false start is. Most people do. For runners on a track, many times there are false starts. They think that if they get out of the box just a little bit quicker than their opponent, they're going to win the race. But if you have a false start, all that does is make you start over. And eventually, you just lose time. And if you think about it, there were many people in the Bible who kind of got off to a bad start. One is Moses. I mean, early on, he killed an Egyptian. He fled to the wilderness. When God approached him 40 years later, he said, I can't go back and lead Israel out of Egypt. I'm not a good speaker. What about Peter? Peter denied Jesus three times, even with curse words. He said, I don't know the man. Thing about Paul. Before he was a great preacher, as Saul, he was an avid persecutor. Many great people still got off to a bad start. In his book, Steve Farrar makes this statement. He says, when you are in your 70s and 80s, you spend a lot of time thinking about how you're going to finish the race. In your 20s and 30s, you should be thinking about how you're going to start and run the race. And I think that's incredible practical wisdom. If you're in your 20s and 30s and even your 40s, you're not far enough along in the race to think about how you're going to finish. What you need to be thinking about, did I start well and am I running well? I think about this great passage of Scripture, Philippians chapter 3, when Paul says, I need to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. And Paul says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Your 20s feel like a sprint, but life is a marathon. You are not your past. We all have mistakes that we've made. We all have things we're not proud of, but our story can be much bigger than the things we did in the past. The truth is we all fail. We just fail differently. I love to study hymnology, the history behind the hymns that we sing. Almost everyone is familiar with the great hymn Amazing Grace, which was written by John Newton. Not many people know the history of John Newton. Before he wrote that hymn, Amazing Grace, before he was a believer, he was a captain of a slave trade ship. He was even a great investor in the industry. And once he came to Christ, his heart was broken. He repented of that life. He left that industry, and he wrote that song. There are some other notable examples to remember, some of them which are mentioned in the book by Steve Farrar. In the book, he mentions a gentleman by the name of John Bisogno of Houston, Texas, who is a very well-known minister, passed away a few years ago. But before John Bisogno began his ministry that would flourish there in Houston, Texas, as the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Houston, he was mentored by his father-in-law, Dr. Paul Beck, who was also a longtime minister. And one weekend, while John Bisogno was visiting his fiancée, he went out on the back porch with his future father-in-law, and they talked about ministry. And Dr. Paul Beck made the statement to John Bisogno that in his years of experience, he had noticed that one out of every 10 ministers would actually remain faithful. Well, for a young John Bisogno who had the world before him, he thought to himself, that can't be right, one out of 10? So as he was graduating seminary, he wrote the names of his closest friends in the back of his Bible that he graduated seminary with, 24 different men preparing to enter a life of ministry. And at the age of 53, 30 years into his ministry, John Bisogno noted that only 3 of those 24 were still faithful to the Lord. And every time a pastor or minister would fall away from the Lord, John Bisogno would grievingly draw a line through their name in the back of his Bible. And after 30 years, 3 out of 24 were still faithful followers of Jesus. Only 12.5%. And he realized his father-in-law was exactly right. It's a good rule of thumb that only 1 out of 10 will remain faithful. In the 1940s, there were 3 young evangelists taking America by storm. One of those names you're going to recognize, 2 of them may not be as familiar, but those names were Billy Graham, Chuck Templeton, and Bron Clifford. Now, Billy Graham preached his entire life to millions of people across the world. Chuck Templeton was a friend of Billy Graham, a contemporary of Billy Graham. They were both part of Youth for Christ. But at the age of 30, Chuck Templeton walked away from Christ and became a broadcaster in Canada and became a very well-known, outspoken atheist. Bron Clifford died at the age of 35 in a dirty motel room in Amarillo from cirrhosis of the liver. He had become a raging alcoholic. He walked away from his family. He walked away from the Lord and simply sold used cars. Now, I ask the question, what's the difference between these 3 men? Billy Graham, Chuck Templeton, Bron Clifford. What was the difference between John Bisogno and his friends, only three of the 24 who remained faithful in ministry. Well, going back to that conversation from years before, on the deck of his father-in-law's house, Dr. Paul Beck told John Bisogno, if you want to make it in ministry, if you want to make it in life, you stay close to Christ every day. You know, Jesus made a very similar statement, John chapter 15, verse 4. Jesus said, remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Causes have effects. Actions have reactions. Choices have consequences. That is the story of life. And if you want to ruin your life by age 35, get off to a bad start and stay there. As always, thank you for spending some of your time today with me here at Road Talk. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.